As we welcome Lizeth Kruger, Dis-Chem Baby City's National Clinic Executive. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, Clarence. Thank you for having me.
It is, of course, World Immunization Week, 24 to 30 April. What is the significance of this week? I think it's to focus on the inroads that the medical fraternity have made on disease and enabling us to live longer. Is it not just that?
Clarence, obviously we want to emphasize on how important it is to get vaccinated, to follow the normal South African vaccine schedule. That's the importance of this week. I wish you can do the whole year, but at least we've got a week to focus on that.
And I think if we look back just over 100 years, if we look back 106 years, 105 years, the Spanish flu infected about 500 million people globally. And that was about 33% of the world population, just for interest's sake. It killed 50 million people. Are we more protected from, let's say, another Spanish flu in this day and age?
Well, I can't speak about the Spanish flu as such, but I can speak about a lot of other diseases that we definitely protected because we immunize. So just for absolute interest, which is actually was very interesting for me yesterday when I got this video from the Director General from the WHO. So 50 years ago, 1974, we started with a routine. They launched an expanded program in immunization in the world. And in that 50 years, they saved 154 million lives. Like tetanus, diphtheria, pneumonia, that was part of this routine immunization. And what's the best of it all? More than 40% of deaths for infants between 1 and 5 years were prevented in the last 50 years. So I think the stats show that immunization definitely works and it prevents a lot of deadly diseases.
Absolutely. And it's from our knowledge gained on this particular front. And we have amazing scientists that have, in the process, enabled us to live longer. That is the celebration that I'm talking about. Yet, I'm looking at a statistic in the run-up to World Immunization Week, 24 to 30 April. The city's health department calls on parents and caregivers to ensure their children's vaccinations are up to date. The department recorded a 16% decline year on year in follow-up immunizations, especially of children. Do we not want to live longer is my question.
So I believe that we want to definitely keep our children safe. And by keeping our children safe, then we obviously make older people live longer. And I mean, if you keep to your boosters, you also prevent deadly diseases. And I just want to give you some stats as well, a bit of shocking stats. So everybody hopefully will listen now. So in April 2019, in South Africa, the coverage of immunization was 82%. In 2020, unfortunately, due to the COVID and the lockdown, it decreased to 61%. That's more than 20% lesser than we had.
Yeah.
And the most concerning one was a sharp decrease in the second dose of measles. And we all know measles is a deadly disease. So the coverage rates was 77% in 2019, April, and it dropped down to 55% in April 2020. And that's a huge drop.
Yeah. And again, the trends are supported by various other information that I have read up on. And I want to understand that trend. Why is it that we're not taking up these opportunities that enable us, just to live a better life?
Clarence, I think there's numerous factors. Unfortunately, the one big one was COVID and the lockdown. And almost we called it clinic fatigue. People didn't go to the clinic even after the lockdown. But what we're currently seeing is that yes, babies and patients are coming back to get immunized. That's the big benefit. Unfortunately, we do have an increase in measles and diphtheria, which is whooping cough. There's an outbreak, and I'm going to stats kill people, but stats will hopefully keep people
Yes.
awake at night as well. But we had just in the first from January, we had 18 confirmed cases of measles. Now everybody will say, "What is 18 cases?" But if you take the 18 cases and you put them in the community, it's a highly, highly contagious disease. So if there's other babies and children that weren't immunized against measles, 9 out of 10 that's not immunized will get the disease if they're close, if they can get in close contact. So that is, I mean, you have to get the vaccine, definitely. And then diphtheria, what's the outbreak of the stats on diphtheria is that in 10 years, we only had 10 cases of whooping cough diphtheria reported and confirmed. Unfortunately, in 2023, and again, everybody will say, well, it's not that much. We had 9 confirmed cases. Now, again, 9 confirmed cases, that's confirmed. That's been confirmed by the laboratory. We say that only about 20% end up to be confirmed in the laboratory, especially with whooping cough or diphtheria. Because the older people aren't that ill. They cough a bit, the 3 months cough, but the babies are the ones that really
Yeah,
suffer.
I got you. Again, I'm just quoting from a press release from the city of Cape Town. And they say among the factors that impact vaccination rates are vaccine hesitancy, communities making use of private service providers, refusal of vaccination for religious reasons, anti-vaccine myths and conspiracy. So again, I'm just saying that they've noted a decline in the uptake of vaccine. The city of Cape Town, children are considered, they say, fully vaccinated by the age of 1 year, provided all vaccines scheduled from birth to 12 months have been administered. Just in terms of your experience, Lizette Kruger, Dis-Chem Baby City's National Clinic Executive, you can't be picky about this, right? You've got to have it all. As a kid.
I mean, they work out the schedule like you said earlier. We luckily have brilliant scientists and very good trials and research regarding vaccine safety. So if it's in the schedule and you have to get the vaccine up to 6, now we give start getting vaccines from 9 years, and then there's boosters, adult boosters that you have to definitely follow. But surely then it must be the ones that you get. I mean, those are the ones that really cause, deadly disease, very, very sick people, secondary infections that can really cause harm to your body. So yes, definitely have to follow at least the schedule that the state put out.
It's of course World Immunization Week, 24 to 30 April, and we're chatting about related needs. Lizeth Buerta is Dis-Chem Baby City's National Clinic Executive. Your WhatsApp's an 072-567-1567. You can also call an 021-446-0567. I have a message in from James. James wants to know, and I'm quoting, "Clarence, ask Lizette why I have a swelling under my arms after the jab."
Why you have a shelling of, it depends on what vaccine. He doesn't state what vaccine it is, Clarence.
A flu jab. Sorry, he does. Flu
Flu
jab.
jab.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, vaccines can cause side effects, a lump and swelling under the arm is probably the lymph. I'm not sorry, I don't have any more information regarding this particular person, but so vaccines can cause a bit of side effects. It's gone within 48 hours. And now I'm going to say something shocking again. The more bit of side effects that you get, like maybe a lump or a little bit of fever, that kicks in the antibodies, your soldiers in your body to say, hey, you have to look out for this disease. If you've got it, you have to keep awake and prevent of it harming your body.
Okay, then Sue sent us a WhatsApp as well. She says, I don't get flu only if it's something really new, once every 10 or 20 years, like swine flu or COVID. She says she's got the flu. She says, this is something, I'm quoting, I haven't experienced before. Is that what you have on your side as well? Because the flu would, of course, take note of trends in the Northern Hemisphere, and that vaccine would address those strands that they've detected up on that side for our winter season. Can you confirm what Sue is suggesting, that there's a very virulent flu doing the rounds?
We do see an increase in flu symptoms, definitely. I mean, to confirm specifically what flu it is, you have to get a swab test and send it to the laboratory. There is over 100 strains of flu in the world. Obviously, we vaccinate against the ones that's deadly or you will end up in the hospital. This year we've got a 3 strain that's obviously, like you say, that's the Northern Hemisphere that give us the information of people getting really sick. So yes, there's an increase. I do think it's a seasonal thing. People, obviously, we saw what happened with COVID after COVID, and some people, I think it's still after COVID because they were so secluded in the house and now going out again. They are obviously more prone to get sick due to the fact that they weren't in contact with people. But we do see an increase in flu, the type of flu that I cannot confirm because it must be confirmed by a lab test.
Yeah, let's talk about COVID. COVID is now endemic. In other words, we must live with it. So would any vaccine kind of regime, flu jab, include that consideration? Or is that a completely separate vaccine that you must take?
It at this stage, with the knowledge that we know and with the, you know, the information that we got, is that it will be a separate vaccine, but it will be a seasonal. It will end at the end be a seasonal, you know, like a flu vaccine. Okay. You'll probably get it once a year. Definitely.
I want to look specifically at the childhood diseases, but also adult vaccines that are available. What is there anything in terms of childhood that you want to draw our attention to? Because there's quite a couple. There's BCG, there's OPV, RX, the IPV, HIV, HPV vaccines. All of them are important, are they?
They are. And the nice thing is when the baby is born, and when you get your BCG and your OPV, the baby get it in the hospital, they give you a road to health card. In that road to health card, there's a very clear schedule and how and what immunization the baby must get. And if you're not sure, just phone the DISCIB helpline and we will assist you. And we've got a lot of clinics and any health practitioner for that matter in a clinic can assist you to see, you know, to explain to you exactly what the schedule is. And specifically what vaccines we are giving at specific times. And if you don't, if something happens and you're a bit late, don't worry. Just get to the clinic and get the baby vaccinated.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the adult vaccines that are available. Tetanus, is that something that we must get regularly or is it a once-off?
Not a once-off, definitely not. People think it's a once-off. So most of the time you get your, if you look at childhood vaccine, you get your last tetanus and diphtheria at 6 years. That's part of the government schedule. And then we say every 10 years you have to get a booster of the tetanus and the diphtheria. Every 10 years, then you know you are covered. Even if you step into a rock and it's dirty, whatever, you don't have to get the tetanus ad hoc. If you get it every 10 years, that then you're covered. And then measles. Measles, we have to also give, well, there's different reasons, but we say every 10 years is also a good time to get the booster because your immunity wanes down with measles as well. So those are the two boosters definitely that you have to get.
I'm absolutely surprised that we're still talking about vaccines and it's making the news, like you said, in 2024.
2024. I'm talking about
little measles outbreaks that suggests we are not following the routine as we should.
Absolutely, and like I said, we We do believe that most of the second boosters were missed for the infants,
Okay.
the babies, in COVID, and that's why we see the increase. And we do see the increase because the babies weren't vaccinated, and the adults don't get boosters. You get a constant, the people getting contagious, people's contagious for measles as well.
You mentioned about whooping cough as well. Why did you mention that? Is that stand out in terms of not people not taking it up?
So we saw an increase of measles and specifically whooping cough. Those are the two outbreak of diseases after COVID, after the decrease in immunizations. And like I said, whooping cough when you're older, 3 months cough, but when you're a baby and the baby gets it, or infant, before they get immunized, it's deadly. I think the stat is 1 out of 20 will survive
Wow.
if the infant is caught quickly.
Another message in for you via the WhatsApp line 0725671567. That's the number. And we're talking to Lizeth Kruger, Dis-Chem Baby City's National Clinic Executive. Please, could your guest give her opinion on the MMR vaccine? Is 11 years old too late for first time? Thank you very much, Linda, with that question.
So first, but I'm going to answer the last bit first. No, it's not too late. Please, take the 11-year-old to get the MMR. That's the mumps, measles, and rubella. The government is actually now including rubella. It's going to be a mumps rubella combination, in their 6 months from the 6 month regime. So they do see that as also quite important to get immunized. But the MMR is a private vaccine, very good. So please get the vaccine. It's not too late. Definitely not.
Okay, it is winter approaching and flu season accompanies that approach. Talk to us about the flu vaccine. Is it a type B flu vaccine that you give at the Dis-Chem stores?
So it's definitely type B in and A,
Okay.
the three strains. So the swine flu is also included. And it's available at all the Dis-Chems. And remember, you can still get another flu strain. It's not gonna, cover you for all the hundreds of flu strains, but it's gonna cover you for the flu strains that's making you very sick. So, from 6 months up, one vaccine only per year. That's the coverage. Under 6 months for the first time, you have to get two, for two, 1 or 2 months apart. So please get the flu vaccine. It's already, we say we started in March, so we know that you are covered for the winter season, but it's never too late. You can still get it in June and July because there's a lot of people that travel, and then you need the flu vaccine. I'm going overboard as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is there any theme that accompanies this year's immunization week?
I'm so sorry. The theme is coverage of immunization. I know that there's a formal theme, and it's get vaccinated.
Yeah.
The WHO theme is humanely possible. So it just states that you have to get the flu vaccine. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and this Road to Health little booklet, what is this booklet and where can we get it?
So, like I said, when the baby is born with that BCG and OPV vaccine, they do give you the Road to Health card. It's like it
Okay.
is a booklet.
Okay.
It's an A5 size. And what's nice about this booklet, there's a lot of good information for the mom as well regarding feeding and what to do. And also it keeps track of the baby's growth, immunization, and all the health interventions. So wherever you go, if you've got this booklet, the healthcare worker knows exactly what went, the history of the baby and what to do next.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap it up there. It is appreciated, this interaction. It is, of course, the World Immunization Week from the 24th of April to the 30th of April. And the city's health department has also called on parents and caregivers to ensure their children's vaccinations are up to date. The department recorded a 16% decline year on year in follow-up immunizations of children. younger than 12 months, and during the first year, children build up immunity against a number of infectious diseases through active vaccination against these diseases. And when not fully vaccinated, they are at risk of severe complications should they become infected. And hopefully that information has empowered you to do the necessary, not just as it relates to your child, but certainly as it relates to your health.